Bald as an egg at 18, but working for your daddy's such a drag, but not listening to Backtracks Aerosmith Revisited. My name is Corey Morissette, joined by John Mariano. John, for the people listening, it's just the next week since we recorded a show, but in reality, it's been quite a while.
Wait, can we just rewind and say, what did you just say coming in? Like, what was that?
All right, I'm going to fucking do it again now.
No. I don't want you to do it again.
Yeah, I'm doing it again.
No, what did you just say?
I don't remember.
Oh, that's fine. Then we're not gonna repeat it. We're just gonna keep going.
No, I'm doing it again.
No. Oh.
No, I wasn't happy with it anyway. But I figured you were gonna give me shit if I redid it, and you're giving me shit anyway. So if I'm gonna get shit anyway, I might as well redo it.
I have no patience to redo it. Let's just go, man. I look, I don't know what you said. It started off like it sounded like lyrics, and then I kind of convinced myself maybe that this is Steven Tyler lyrics, but I feel like that's just Corey fucking around and wanting us to buy into that being lyrics.
Words from Momikin.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yes, bald as a egg at 18 and working for your daddy is such a drag.
You know, when Steven says it, it's so much more poetic than when you just fucking drop it in.
Obviously, like nothing I say is poetic.
Dude, you know what? Let's just start over. Hi, folks. My name is John, and this is Corey, and we're here to talk about Arrow. Oh no, this is also very flat.
I was bad.
We are so far out of practice. Hey, folks, what's going on? It's been a minute since Corey and I have talked to Aerosmith. For you, it's only been probably a week since the show dropped, but for us, it's probably been a month or two.
It's got to be 2 months now. It's been forever. Yeah. The last one we did was the Mother Popcorn episode with Heath McCoy. Great show. But we recorded that quite a while ago. Actually, right when we were recording like episode 7 of Backtracks theme music. So it's got to be a good month and a half, 2 months.
Heath is such a good cat, too. We got to get him back on here soon.
Yeah, absolutely. He's about to be on the Van Halen show, too. As we record this, he's going to be on in August. So Heath was fantastic. He messaged me right away saying what a blast he had. So we definitely got to get him back on the show as soon as possible.
Well, I think before we do that, when you have him on Van Halen, can you invite folks? We're just going to cover some business right now. Just bear with us. Could you invite him on the theme music show before he comes back here?
You bet. Absolutely.
You know, that's another show we do, folks. We talk about music and TV shows or music and movies. And Heath is so knowledgeable and such a good conversation that I want to get him on that show as quickly as possible. And then I want to get him back here to talk Aerosmith because he loves Aerosmith and he's awesome at Aerosmith too. But in the meantime, Corey, we have Die. You want to tell people how the Die work?
Is that the MacGuffin for this show? I almost forgot. It had been so long. I think what we do is, and we have multiple sets of Die right now because we have Heath's, we have Scott's, we have Kamire's, we have Jeff's, and we have our regular die, which and looking at it, and before the show, John and I looked at what was on the die, and we're like, I don't remember putting any of these songs on there. We think we figured out who put what on, but the songs on there currently are Bitches Brew, The Farm, Theme from Spider-Man, Pink, Walking the Dog, and Spaced.
So I have claimed Bitches Brew, The Farm, and Walking the Dog for myself, which leaves Corey the other three. So if any of my three come off, I'll replace one. If any of Corey's three come off, he'll replace one. And if we're wrong, fuck it, we're wrong. It's our show. We don't care.
Exactly. Someone out there is going to point out, oh, actually, John, you picked this one. And you're probably right. I don't try and go back and listen to our show. Right. And I haven't edited that far ahead. I've only edited up to episode, which one just dropped today as we record this? Was Sweet episode Emotion. 21. Yeah,
Sweet Emotion dropped.
Yep.
I was very excited. I was like, oh, like, this is probably my favorite Aerosmith song. not necessarily my favorite version of it, but my favorite Aerosmith song, which is like nitpicking, folks. It's nitpicking, but that's what we do here.
Well, that's what John does. I tend to have more balanced arguments. John nitpicks.
I do not. Corey, you got something in your teeth.
I got lots of things in my teeth. Thank you. Hey, how's that graphic coming for the mixtape? I know you promised to do that, like, what, 10 episodes ago?
Oh, I totally forgot, dude.
Yeah, I figured. You know what else we forgot? Our sponsor, Pop Rockin' Radio. Ken Knapsack's Pop Rockin' Radio. The big hits, album cuts, and B-sides from the rock and pop world that make up the soundtracks of our lives. Look for live shows, make requests, sing, dance, and celebrate the music with the Pop Rockin' Radio community. And John, even though we didn't talk a lot of Aerosmith on this show, we did talk a lot of Aerosmith on his show because we were on Pop Rockin' Radio in the first ever Pop Rockin' Radio five song set featuring five cuts from Aerosmith. Maybe tell the folks how that went.
So that was interesting because Corey and I had to narrow down not to 18 songs, but to five. It wasn't like the ultimate Aerosmith mixtape or anything. It was just something representative of the band and something we could discuss with Ken. So, you know, we picked what I thought were two of the Geffen era bigger hits. We picked two of the deeper cuts from their original run. And then we went with Sweet Emotion as the big hit. And I think it played really well. Like Corey picked Chipping Away the Stone. And he picked Crying. And I went with Rats in the Cellar and What It Takes. So for five songs, we had a lot to talk about and got to really celebrate the band a little bit with Ken Knapsack. I highly recommend you guys download the Mixcloud app. Check out Pop Rockin' Radio and listen to that episode at the very least. But I would listen to all the things Ken's doing over there, because if you love music like we love music, he's doing a spectacular job and probably the best online DJ I know of. So by all means, go listen to him. I have a friend of mine who has compared him to Casey Kasem, and I think that's a very favorable and true comparison.
I would agree, except I like Ken's voice a little bit more than Casey Kasem's. But we had an absolute blast doing the five song set, more of that stuff to get out sometimes with Ken. And he's not really a huge Aerosmith guy. So there was a couple tracks that we threw at him that he's like, wow, that's really good. I'd never heard that song before. So that was kind of fulfilling for me.
Yeah, it's always nice to introduce people to new songs, which is what I hope we're doing here. I feel like when The Die hits tonight, we're probably going to introduce somebody to a new song tonight.
I'm thinking so too. And just right off the hop, do you recall Spaced at all?
I actually thought it was Pigs in Space for a minute. Like I have no recollection of the song at all.
Yeah, Spaced, I have a rough recollection of. Bitches Brew, I don't think I've heard in a very long time. So I might be hearing a new song tonight too. I am pretty familiar with the other four. Theme from Spider-Man especially.
Well, why don't we give The Die a roll and see what hits? And then we can debate whether that it goes on the mixtape or not.
Here we go. And tonight's roll is Bitches Brew. This is a John selection. John, do you remember what album this is from?
Oh, come on, you going to throw it to me that fast before I can look it up?
Yeah, you got to know your stuff, buddy. Where's it from?
What, like I'm an Aerosmith expert or something?
You do an Aerosmith show, and apparently you're supposed to be an expert if you do a show on them.
Who says that?
A lot of jerks. It's from Rockin' a Hard Place.
Let me help this.
You
out.
You didn't tell you. Shit.
I was going to tell you this is from Rockin' a Hard Place.
Who wrote it?
It was a song that was written.
Steven Tyler and?
And probably Jimmy Crespo.
Oh, you Googled. Good job. You were going to say Joe Perry, weren't you? Joe Perry's not on this album. This is the one, of course, Joe and Brad were not a part of. So,
who produced it?
Jack Douglas and Tony Bongiovi.
Look at you. Look at you with the Google. And what was the label? Was it Geffen?
No, it's Columbia. Geffen? No, it was not Geffen. Done With Mirrors was the first Geffen. Everybody knows that, John. Jesus.
Look at you.
Tell us about Bitches Brew. Why'd you put this on the diet, John?
You know, it's one that hits my playlist every once in a while. And I wanted to get off the beaten track for a minute because I'm worried we're going to put too many of our favorites on the die early and then backload it with ones that maybe aren't our favorites as much. And we have to spread the wealth and spread the love a little bit. So I'm going to try to take some deeper cuts. It doesn't mean I don't like the song. It doesn't mean I don't think the song is great. It does mean that it may not be as representative of what I consider Aerosmith as some of the other songs, but I do enjoy this song.
And a little piece of trivia that I just found out, John, Bitches Brew was actually the last single to be released by Columbia until 1997's Nine Lives. So this was the last single off of Rockin' a Hard Place.
Well, so this is really the end of an era, as we could think.
In a way, yeah, absolutely. What do you say? Should we get into it?
Sure.
Here we go. Jesus, what the fuck was that?
That's Steven Tyler getting into it. I mean, look, no Joe Perry. You know you're going to get Steven going full Steven.
I don't know if that's full Steven as coked up Steven. Like, that's incoherent.
Are you saying that?
That's a pretty good impression. I didn't understand you either.
Foxy, little flight. I caught you in the briar patch. Lifting up your skirt.
I tell you, Kinky, you foxy little flirt, I caught you in the briar patch lifting up your skirt. That's full Steven Tyler, all right.
I mean, what did you expect this to be? Joe Perry had no influence on this at all. And you get Steven, and he goes at like half speed and low and slow to start. And then he goes into like right away. And it's either going to be slow speed or 150 miles per hour. And that's it.
And of course, at this point, Steven Tyler was pretty fucked up. All right, well, the riff in the chorus I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's got a good hook to it, which is why I wanted to play it. Like, is it peak Aerosmith? No, it's not. But if this is an idea of what a Steven Tyler solo career would have sounded like, which is why one of the reasons why I wanted to spotlight it, it's not a bad representation.
No, I wouldn't say so either. It started off a little rocky for me, but... you got a nice dirty hook there on the chorus, and Steven sounded good on the chorus, I thought. And lots of mentions of a briar patch. You know what a briar patch is, John?
Yeah, it's like where the rabbits hang out, right?
In a way, it's a thicket formed by thorny plants.
Is it where the rabbits hang out?
I don't know if any rabbits that hang around in thorny plants, but sure, if that helps you. I even own two rabbits. I know what they do. What's that?
I was gonna say they drink the bitch's brew. So my take on it is it's very Steven heavy. It's very Joey heavy. It's like got a pretty solid drum beat to it. Right? Joey was still with the band at this point, correct?
Yep. He's been the drummer all the way through.
Yeah. So between those two, there's a good balance of what a representation of what Aerosmith is. The guitars are very generic, Corey. Like it's very obvious that these guitars could be in any band, and it's not a criticism of the guitarist and how well they understand how to play guitar, but it just doesn't feel like an Aerosmith sound. It feels like a very, you know, like the house band.
Yep. No, I agree. It's missing that Joe Perry, Brad Whitford touch that kind of gives it that full Aerosmith sound. The guitars are kind of stock.
You know, and it's funny, like you use that word stock. I just watched the Some Kind of Monster documentary. And
that's why I used the word.
That's great. That's a great tie-in because people don't know what we're talking about off air. But Lars Ulrich was saying a lot of things sound very stock. and was criticizing their sound at the time. And I would say that's a very astute criticism of this. Is it does sound very stock in the background. It's Steven doing the Steven thing. He sound, you know, with the right guitar, it's like it would sound like an Aerosmith song. I would enjoy the song a lot more if it had the guitars in place.
Pretty minimalistic guitar solo. I don't really want to call it a guitar solo. It's more just kind of an interlude.
Yeah, it was very, I was very disinterested in it. I was actually flipping through my phone while it was playing. I'll throw myself under the bus. I was listening to it and I was almost not even going to comment on it because it's generic. You know, I've heard at my local bars, I've heard bands with more interesting solos be played, and it's kind of sad that this is a song that was put out there and it has this flat of a solo. I like the Bitches Brew, I like the hook, you know, I like some of the lyrics going on, I like Steven's vocals, I like the drums, but the guitar is just so freaking flat, dude.
And even on that kind of solo section there, I didn't mind the guitar tone. He had a little different tone, but he was just kind of repeating the same kind of riff over and over again. There was really no rhyme or reason, no solo to it. He was just kind of playing a riff for 30 seconds. And yeah, definitely leave me wanting more when it comes to, you know, we're used to Joe Perry and Brad Whitford and their solos. This was a far cry.
Yeah, this is not representative of Aerosmith, yet it's still an Aerosmith song. So it's kind of a conundrum we have here.
Yeah. Sounds like Bob Dylan right there. With my hands through the sands of time.
You are very much not liking low register Steven Tyler.
You know, maybe I'm not liking coked out of his fucking gills Steven Tyler.
I mean, that's probably fair.
Yeah, and I've been drinking just to make this here song rhyme.
Come on, that's Bob Dylan. And I love that line too. Yeah, I've been here drinking just to make it this here song rhyme. So even lyrically, he's talking about the fact that he's got nothing.
What do you want from him? His best friend left him. You know, he's trying to hold his band together. He needs rehab in the worst way. And he just needs to follow his commitments to the studio. So he's got a lot going on.
You know, we'll have to get into that story someday with the, his best friend left him. Depends on who you ask, right? Joe either quit or was fired, and then there's the whole spilt milk story that may have kicked everything off. That's for another show, though.
Yeah.
All right. Bitches Brew from Rockin' a Hard Place. I tell you, I didn't mind the production so much at the end there. We kind of got Steven whispering in my right ear, Bitches Brew, Bitches Brew. That was kind of a neat effect.
Yeah, no, the production I have no criticism of. I don't even have criticism of the vocals. I know you have a problem with coked out, Steven. Like, give me Steven in any way, shape, or form. My criticism is the stock guitars.
You were fine with the lyrical content of the song, the song construction, the no guitar solo?
I think that there would have been a guitar solo with a different guitarist with the band. I think that that's probably, you know, and we don't know enough about the production. I know we were called out on Twitter this week by I Am Gonzo Music, and I thank him for reaching out to us. I don't know if you saw the tweet or not, Corey, but, you know, he wants us to give more content about the production of the songs. And we'll try when we can. But something like this, it's such a deep cut. Like, I'm looking online and I can't find a thing on this. While I appreciate your feedback, we don't do a lot of homework for this podcast. That's why we roll the dice. So that way we have that out and say, hey, we can't research the songs we don't know we're going to talk about yet. You know, that's a little bit behind the curtain for you folks, but I Am Gonzo Music. I thank you for your tweet, and sometimes Corey calls out the tweets. I wanted to call this one out, so I really did appreciate the feedback, because I'm like, oh, that would be a great idea. Let me go see if I can do that. And I'm trying to do that this whole episode, and I have nothing. You got anything, Corey?
Yeah, there's not a ton. And I was going to ask you, John. We talked about Jimmy Crespo and stock guitars and stuff. Do you think that's a Jimmy Crespo thing, or is that a Steven Tyler thing? Because with Joe Perry gone, it's Steven Tyler is, you know, driving the boat, right? So maybe that's a directive that came from Steven, a la Some Kind of Monsters when Lars Ulrich said no more guitar solos.
I think it might also just be a deadline thing, a contract thing, and we need to get this out thing, and our heads aren't in the game kind of thing.
Fair enough. So, John, the question now becomes, does Bitches Brew make it on the mixtape? And if it does, what's it taking off?
It does not make the mixtape from my point of view. And I know I nominated the song, but I'll be nominating some that might not make the mixtape. How about you?
Yeah, no, there's nothing I would take off the mixtape, put this one on. And maybe just for folks, since that graphic isn't quite ready yet. I know John's hard at work on it. He's been working on it for the last 2 months. The current songs on there are Sweet Emotion, Live from A Little South of Sanity, Shut Up and Dance, Let the Music Do the Talking, No More, No More, Chip Away the Stone, Nobody's Fault, The Other Side, Bone to Bone, Coney Island Whitefish Boy, Rats in the Cellar, Mother Popcorn, Janie's Got a Gun, Moving Out, Girl Keeps Coming Apart, Seasons of Wither, Crazy, Sick as a Dog, Eat the Rich, and Mamakin. So yeah, you look at those 18 and we just heard Bitches Brew, and I don't feel like taking any one of those off for this one.
No, I really don't, and I'm okay with that. Like, I nominated this just to kind of get it out of the way, and I can admit that sometimes they're not all going to be hits.
No, but there is some good stuff on this album that I'm really looking forward to getting into. A Bolivian Ragamuffin, I always thought was really cool. And Lightning Strikes, which is the big single off this one, big and maybe not so big in terms of chart success, but it was the one everybody kind of knows off this album. So I'm looking forward to those two.
Well, I guess I got to replace one now, right?
That's correct.
So I have to replace, I forgot, it's been a while. I can replace any song or just the one we played?
Just the one we played.
All right. Well, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Dunwoody Mirrors.
Oh.
And what I want to do is, and I'll give you the reason why I'm picking this now, is we have a lot of Tyler Perry tracks, right? Which is funny because Tyler Perry makes movies. But I want to do a Tyler Whitford track. And I want to throw Sheila up there to hear what a Whitford spin on a song sounds like.
Excellent. Sheila from Done With Mirrors. And I know not that long ago, John, on Twitter, again, we were kind of called out. I think it was Michael Green. He was spinning it on vinyl saying, the Backtrack Aerosmith guys may not agree, but it's an underrated album. And like, actually, no, I kind of agree. I know we weren't too crazy about Shame on You, but all the other songs on here I like, and Sheila's another one that I remember enjoying a great deal when it first came out.
Yeah, and I just want to hear it in the context of how we're listening to Aerosmith now. So I think it's a fun time to pick it. You know, like I said, this is gonna be a time where I start throwing some deeper cuts on there, because I feel like, you know, we need to talk about all of it.
Of course, and this is a great. I know we got called out a couple of times because they said we incorrectly said Joe Perry did a solo. It was actually Brad Whitford, and I apologize for that. It was probably just not in the reference materials we're looking at the time. We're probably going to get those wrong every once in a while. I know this being a Brad Whitford, Steven Tyler song, that Brad Whitford does play the main riff on it, and I believe him and Joe kind of both play a little section of the solo on it. So I can't wait to hear me some Brad Whitford. He was missing on this track we did tonight here, John.
Both he and Joe were missing, and yes. We felt it hard. Like it was like abandoned ship. I think with either one of them, it would have sounded like an Aerosmith track, but without both of them, it was lacking.
Yeah, it was lacking. But next time, God willing,
this time it's gonna be different.
John, anything else you'd like to say before we put a bow on this one?
I'd like to apologize for the flat start to the show. It's been a while, folks. I'm out of practice.
It was 100% your fault too. I had nailed it, and then you took me to task and just ruined the whole fucking thing. Now I got to try and edit around that too.
You're a son of a bitch, Corey. You know that? You're a son of a bitch.
I got to cut that out now, too. Keep yakking there, Mariano. Who you can find on Twitter, at John Marioni on Twitter. That always throws me off whenever I'm looking at your Twitter handle. I always want to say, at John Marioni. At John Mariano, and why?
Well, because if, you know, somebody stole my name and took my Twitter handle.
Let's find the real John Mariano. See what he's like. Maybe he wants to do a podcast.
I know the real John Mariano. I won't say much or anything about him, but good luck.
Okay. Of course, you can find us on Backtracks Theme Music, where we're talking about movie music. And we just recorded another 4 or 5 of those the last week here, John. I can tell you're having a lot of fun with that show.
I'm having fun with both shows. I begged you to record an Aerosmith tonight because I missed this show.
And that's so, why it came out so flat on the intro.
I came out flat because I didn't want to record it with you. I just wanted to record it.
Oh. Well, I could try and find somebody else. There's got to be somebody around here, right? Where's Scribs when you need them?
I don't know, man. I don't know. But yeah, no, thanks for showing up. Maybe we'll record another one or two of these tonight.
You never know. You never know. I hear there's some things in the hopper, so I'm looking forward to that. So catch us on Backtracks Theme Music. Catch me on And the Podcast Will Rock with Mark Kammeyer. Boy, that's a fun show. Everybody should check that one out. And of course, you can catch us on Twitter at BT Aerosmith. For John Mariano, my name is Corey Marcet. Thank you for joining us this week. And as always, let's give the final word to Steven Tyler.